At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome into an interview edition of the Future Sox podcast. My name is Elijah Evans, and I'm super excited to be joined today by Sam Antonacci of the Birmingham Barons. Really pumped to have Sam on today. We've talked a little bit over the past year and so since he's been drafted by the White Sox, but obviously has been an incredible season for Sam, and now Birmingham, where he's at, is on an absolute heater right now as they trend towards a potential playoff run after winning the Southern League last year. So we're really pumped to have Sam on today and just talk a little bit about his first full season. Sam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking the time, man. Before we get into kind of some of the details and everything, what's your kind of month been like so far, about a month since you've been in Birmingham?
It's been fun so far. The guys here all have the same goal, just get better every day, and the clubhouse atmosphere is pretty awesome. So I think it's a fun team to watch. There's a lot of, you don't get a lineup like this much. You don't see it a lot. So it's just something new every day. And we play to win every day. And I think you don't see that a lot in pro ball. So I'm just very fortunate to be here and playing team baseball and trying to win a game every night.
Yeah, definitely. That seems like the consensus from most guys that play at Birmingham when I talk to them is like, you know, it's just a great energy. There's always this camaraderie and just this willingness to win. And, you know, that was propelled a team last year where, you know, I don't know how much you were following, obviously not being at the level yet, but last season Birmingham had this really talented roster to open the year. Almost all those guys ended up in Charlotte or in Chicago by the end of the year. They get a whole new crop of guys coming up from Winston and from Kannapolis, end up winning the Southern League with an entirely different team. And that is a cool atmosphere with the you know, minor league baseball. And you guys have kind of had a similar situation this year in a way.
Yeah, it's been fun. We're not really worried about the future right now. We're just worried about the present. And every day we show up and our sole focus is trying to win that game that night. And we'll worry about tomorrow when the time comes. So it's fun when everyone has that same mindset and same goal, and it makes the game a lot easier in a sense.
Yeah, definitely. I can imagine that for sure. So for you personally, you know, drafted last year, fifth round pick in July. I talked to you a little bit when I was out in Kannapolis last year in August, and that was kind of your first taste. There was a lot of guys getting their first taste of minor league baseball. You get 23 games in Kannapolis last season. You come in this year, you know, you really showed out last year. You had a really strong, you know, professional debut. You go straight to Winston this year. You spent 64 games there, and now you've been in Birmingham for 34 games. You're at almost, you know, almost 100 games in your second, or over 100 games in your second professional season this year. What has it been like for you just kind of being, you know, within a year being at three different levels, and that growth and the adjustments you've had to make from starting in Winston this year and then since you've been in Birmingham now?
Understanding that it's still the same game I've been playing my whole life, not making it bigger than it needs to be, just showing up every day and trying to get better. Just understanding that you don't have to be a superstar out there every day. You don't have to be great every day. You just have to be good on a consistent basis. And consistency is probably the biggest thing that I've been focused on, and just trying to be a tough out every time I step into the box, or just be someone who, when the manager pencils you in, you know what you're getting out of me. And just trying to be a good teammate wherever I am, no matter how many people I don't know yet, but just trying to be the best that I can and attack the things that don't take any athletic ability and take pride in those things. And I think that's where I thrive.
Yeah, I can definitely tell that's something you've put a lot of energy towards. obviously it is the same game, right? But in terms of just the pitching you're facing, I think the common thing is like, okay, guys throw more strikes, right? It's similar stuff, but there's just more strikes. Is there anything else aside from just better command that stands out from, you know, the three different levels?
I'd say just understanding the game and what counts they're at, and they just know how to pitch a little bit better. They're not as raw, you know, low A and high A. There's a lot of raw pitchers who have great arms. Sometimes the command is a little iffy, but here kind of all that blends together, and there's some pretty good pitching. You get a mix of some older guys who've had show time and some younger guys who are going to be in the show one day. And it's fun to compete against every day. It's a challenge, and you're not going to get an at bat off every night. It's just fun to be around.
Yeah, definitely. So for you, you're someone who obviously, you know, you've had a great season. The numbers show it. You're hitting over 300 between the levels. You know, you're getting on base at a very high clip, over 400 this season. When you're in the box, one thing I noticed with you in terms of your plate approach is you are very patient. You don't strike out a lot, but you also have a tendency to get aggressive when you find your pitch early in the count. Where do you strike that balance between being a patient hitter and taking your walks frequently like you do, and also jumping on stuff when you know it's there for you?
I think just understanding where you're at in the game. I think there's a lot of times where, you know, like I said earlier, we like to play team baseball. So if I'm hitting second or third in the inning, and we're trying to get to the bullpen, and the starters, you know, kind of cruising through those first two batters, I'm probably gonna see a couple pitches and try to force him to throw as many pitches as possible. But other than that, just kind of feeling out my swing. And if it's a good pitch to hit, I think I'm going to take a hack at it. But I have the utmost confidence in me to understand that if he dots two strikes, that I'm able to compete with two strikes and try and help my team by getting on base.
Yeah, how does that approach change when you get into those situations where you might just take two good pitches and then you end up in two strikes? What are kind of the key indicators for you in those situations with two strikes?
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'm just curious, like, what the mental adjustment of your approach is. Obviously, you know, you're trying to just make contact, get a good at bat. Is there anything else you're thinking about when you are in a two strike count like that?
Oh, nothing really changes. Just trying to not go back to the dugout by striking out. I think anything can happen when you put the ball in play. So just doing anything I can to help the team. And, you know, I get a little bit deeper in my legs, and that's probably the biggest thing, if anything. But I like to think that I have the same mindset without two strikes as well. So
yeah, it makes sense for sure. For you, you know, being someone who's primarily a contact oriented hitter, that's been who you've been in your college time and into getting into pro ball. Is there efforts kind of been made on your end to try and expand your offensive abilities, whether it's more power or, you know, hitting the ball to different parts of the field, or has it kind of just been consistent throughout the year?
No, we've definitely tried some stuff. Obviously, I'm happy where I'm at right now, but I know there's a lot of steps that I need to take if I want to get to where I want to be. And that's hopefully, you know, to be in Chicago one day and try to compete for a World Series. But, to get there, I need to make a lot of adjustments and just become a better player. And, I think if I try to focus on, you know, trying to hit doubles and triples and home runs, I don't think I'm going to be successful, but rather to just try to get on base. And obviously I think I'm still growing into my body a little bit, and I think I still have a little bit more room to grow, and hopefully that power will come through that. But other than that, just, you know, working on bat speed with weighted bats, in early work, cage work, just doing little things that, you know, will try and help increase that power. But not thinking about it too much, just being where my feet are and competing in the box. Because at the end of the day, when you step in that box, all that doesn't matter anymore, and it's you versus the pitcher. So it's just fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I want to build off one thing you mentioned there. Is bat speed an emphasis for a lot of guys in the Sox world? Because I've talked to a number of guys who have mentioned just some bat speed training, and I think that's something we've seen with some guys at the big league level, right, who have ticked up a lot with their bat speed in the past, you know, year or two just within the organization. Is that something you've noticed within the White Sox organization top down?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, a lot of people use a lot of weighted bats in the early work and just trying to increase bat speed to try and, you know, increase velocity or exit velocity, which ultimately the higher exit velocity you have, the more expected average or slugging or OPS. Not a real analytical guy, but I think those are the right things. But I think those obviously go up with the higher you hit it. So yeah, I think it's a big emphasis, and I'll do whatever they tell me to, because I'm open to whatever and try to get me to be the best player that I can be.
Yeah, definitely, man. In terms of building on the offensive outlook of just who you are as a player, stolen bases have been a huge part of your game this year. I mean, obviously, when you walk a lot, right, it helps to have the ability to take a bag and just, you know, when you can, just have that extra hustle and pick up bags. 43 on the year, 14 of 16 since getting to Birmingham. Has that always been a huge part of your game? And if so, kind of what are some of the things that you continue to do to just become an effective base runner?
It's always been an asset to my game, but not as big of an asset as it has been this year. The coaches make it pretty darn easy, because, you know, they just let you play the game. They're not putting on a red light for me. They're just let me go out there and you know, run free. If I get thrown out, nothing's really said, unless you're like, hey, what'd you see there? And so it just gives me the utmost confidence to go out there and just play my game. But understanding that I don't think I'm the fastest person out there by any means, but just I really take pride in understanding how to steal a base, whether that's, you know, what pitch count it is, you know, what is time to play, how many looks he's doing. And also at the end of the day, I think I'm fortunate enough and our team's fortunate enough to have really good coaches who, you know, we go over every starter and, you know, their picks and how fast they are to the plate in the scouting report. And I don't think a lot of pro teams may do that. I could be wrong, but like I said, we have all the information before the game starts. So just taking pride in learning that and sitting down before the game and, you know, attacking that that mindset out there and using our resources to the best of our ability.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, that is logical because we've seen a tick up from a lot of guys. It's not just you. I think a lot of guys in the organization have seen their numbers grow and then the stolen base marks of just guys that are fast but haven't necessarily stolen that much in the past. And now you're seeing just a higher rate and obviously more successful base runners and at every level, really.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. Defensively, touching on that side of things a little bit, you've been kind of playing a mixture of second and third. Obviously, in Birmingham, you've been playing a little more second. I think you were playing a good amount of third when you were in Winston. And obviously, you've mixed in a little here at short here and there. There's a lot of infielders in the White Sox system that are really talented right now at each level. I think you played with some guys in Winston, and now you're in Birmingham with some other guys with Bergoya and some other variety of infielders there. Where does your comfort level feel like it's at after a full season of kind of playing both second and third? Do you feel like you are at the same place at either of them, or are you still kind of trying to get more comfortable at one or the other?
I think I'm comfortable wherever they put me. Coming into pro ball, I didn't think I was as comfortable at every position that I am now, but I think wherever you pen me in at, I'm going out there with a lot of confidence and just understanding that I've prepared extremely well. And I think you know, just being out there every day, taking ground balls on a consistent basis at every position has really helped me. And I'm open to whatever, wherever they put me. I don't really care. I'm just, if they see me, you know, trying to win a World Series.
Yeah.
Heck, for all I care, catching or in the outfield, I'll go out there.
So you've taken, I assume you've taken at least a good amount of reps at all the infield positions. Have you taken any reps outside of the, you know, second, third, and short?
No, not really. Yeah. But I'm open to whatever. Yeah, like I said, you're down for whatever. Played a couple games at first base in Winston, and then played one in Birmingham. But other than that, just all three infield spots.
Yeah, makes sense. For you, being in Birmingham now, we touched on this a little before we hit record here. The energy is just great there. The team is playing well. They've been the best team in the Southern League this whole second half here. What's it like for you, you know, being, obviously you played with some guys in Winston that are now there, but you've got guys like Brady Montgomery, you've got Ryan Galani, you've got all these really talented hitters that you're in that lineup with. What's that energy like for you to just be in a lineup with so many talented guys who are two steps away from the big leagues right now, potentially?
It's fun to play with. Like I said, you kind of see something new every day. You don't have a lineup across the minor leagues, I think, that's like this one. You got a lot of contact and not a lot of strikeouts at the front of the lineup, and then you got a lot of power in between, and it's a hard lineup to pitch against because, like I said, we play team baseball. We bunt when we have to. We steal when we have to, and we all have the same goal, and it's fun to be around.
Yeah, I can imagine. For you, is it you know, as you gear up here, obviously you got a little bit of that in Kannapolis last year. Are you excited for the idea of just a playoff run? Obviously, you know, it's not big leagues, and I know everybody there, the goal is to be playing in the playoffs in Chicago, but at the same time, is it cool to have that potential of being in a playoff series with all these guys down there?
Yeah, it's super fun to think about. But our main goal is, you know, to win it all. It'd be not only good for us, but good for the organization, and set up the guys who, you know, just got drafted, that just to show them what this organization is wanting to be about. And I think we're trending in the right direction all the way around. Just, you know, when I got here to where we are now, it's fun to watch just the way myself and, you know, other people have just gone about their business. And I think the biggest thing that I've seen is just the effort. You know, a lot of people just not dogging ground balls when you know you're out. I mean, we're in August now. It's real easy to hit a roll over to second and just, you know, kind of jog down the line. But I'm kind of an old school guy, so I'm just proud of us, and we're always busting down the line and giving it all we got. So
yeah, that's awesome, man. Working, you know, obviously you're spending more time around the hitters, but in the times you have just been in Birmingham, is there any pitchers that you've been able to just watch, whether it's in bullpens or in games, that have really stood out to you?
Heck, they're all good. Yeah. I think we got one of the best staffs, if not the best. But yeah, they're all really good. I'd say Shane Murphy, he's fun to watch. He's kind of a bulldog out there, but just not really overpowering with anything, but just puts that ball wherever he wants it. And he's kind of got that just like, I'm better than you mindset, and just goes out there and you know what you're getting from him every time he walks out on the field. So I think he's really fun to watch. And we got a lot of really other good, you know, powerful arms who have bright futures as well.
Yeah, definitely. I had Shane on a couple of weeks ago, and it was cool to hear the perspective of just like, hey, I know I'm not going to be the guy throwing 95 plus. I know I'm not going to throw the nastiest stuff, but I'm going to throw strikes and I'm going to get you out. And that was just, you know, that's who he is. It's who he's been all season for sure.
He's not worried about striking everybody out either. Yeah. He's just, hey, I'm going to let my defense work. And right. especially for me sitting back there, it makes the game a little more fast paced, and he's throwing me a lot of ground balls, so it's just fun to watch him compete.
Yeah, I'm sure. I have a feeling you're going to say winning games, but do you have any particular goals as you just kind of look towards the rest of the season and then even heading into next year for yourself moving forward?
As a player, just to continue to get stronger and understand my body and, you know, ultimately, you know, try and finish out this season strong and win a championship, and then go back out to Arizona and start working again, and then preparing for next season, and yeah, you know, just to continue to grind each and every day, and at the end of the day, just be a good person to everyone that I come across and every teammate, because you never know what someone may be going through. So just little things here and there.
Yeah, I love that. Well, man, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know we've talked a little, but it's cool to get some insights. And obviously, you know, congrats and good stuff all season. It's been very fun to watch you and the rest of the guys throughout the organization. It's been, you know, an exciting year. So I think everybody's pretty fired up about the future right now, and they should be.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it myself too. And I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, of course, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Sounds good.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.